before we begin this evening, I want to say a little bit about after we end tonight and tomorrow morning, and just being aware that there's a lot of hours between when we're ending and when we're beginning. And maybe this second night, certainly the first night, you might need those hours to sleep. You might need the rest. A lot of us go through our lives with under-rested. But at a certain point, you'll have enough rest. Maybe you do already. And then the reason that the schedule is set up the way it is that some people have energy in the evening, at night, that will end at 8:30. And for some people, I mean, they're like, yeah, I can sit. I can go outside and do a walking meditation. And I've got more energy to sit. And I usually go to bed at 10:30. And this totally works for me to just do my own self-guided practice for the next couple hours. And other people might go, 9 o'clock, I'm in bed, perfect, but I usually get up at 5. And it's like, then great, get up at 5 just as you would, or perhaps you might, even if that's not your normal system, maybe because you're tired, you'll go to bed and you'll wake up early, and then let yourself get up and begin practicing. And explore what your practice looks like when you go, okay, here's the space, here's the time. Maybe sitting, maybe it's walking. I mentioned earlier, maybe it's sitting outside on a bench. You know, finding what it looks like for you. And this is both important for the continuity of this retreat, and also it's very important that we personalize our practice. All of you have experience. All of you can have enough experience to know how to sit, to know. And so following this, your own energy to awaken and seeing where that leads you. And so I wanted to offer that. Don't be limited by the schedule. Let the schedule give you space to find your own way. So what I want to say just a couple words about and then invite us into a practice this evening is this quality, one of the paramis of metta. And the quality of metta has a very wide range that it, in the way it meets the moment in our experience. And we can often get the idea that the metta is like, how do I say, gushing, loving everything, kindness, just, you know, heart aglow, big, warm. And that does happen and it's wonderful. But to only tune into the metta when that's there really limits our contact with metta. So metta also, I believe it was Sylvia Bernstein who popularized, might have been Sharon, but the idea of metta as friendliness. And that's really wonderful because it has this just much softer, and sometimes I talk about it as a willingness to be in this moment. And to have that willingness or that friendliness is not dependent on what's happening. So this quality of metta can be available to us even when things are difficult, because we can have a friendliness towards the difficult. So it's not just this big bliss state. I remember I talked about the relationship. That's what I'm doing here. It's like I'm talking about this space between the relationship we have with whatever is happening, with the present moment, with whatever's rising internally or externally. And this space in there, how do we relate to that? And to cultivate this attitude of friendliness to that. I'll read you one of my favorite poems. If you've ever been on retreat with me, you've heard it. It's from Gregory Orr. If to say it once, and once only, then still to say yes. And say it complete. Say it as if the word filled the whole moment with its absolute saying. Later for if. Now only the single syllable. That is the beloved, that is the world. Yes. On a recent retreat, I was talking about this, and I think I mentioned the first night, thank you. And somebody came up with this wonderful reminder that was the way they brought themselves back. And they just, it was just here, now, yes, thank you. And they just used that. Are you familiar with the word Doha? Doha is like a little mantra or a little phrase. Sometimes Jeannie brought one up today that Joseph Goldstein uses. I forgot the exact phrasing.
What? Nothing to want.
Nothing to want. And Ajahn Sumedho has a wonderful one. It's like this. This moment is like this. So these are little phrases that sometimes help us settle. And here's another one. Here, now, yes, thank you. So that's really what I want to guide us in the meditation this evening, is this attitude of yes, yes, thank you. So go ahead and allow yourself to be comfortable, whatever that means for you. If you're comfortable in the chair or on the ground, when we're doing heart practice, it's helpful to be as comfortable as possible. So if for you at this point in the day, that means lying down, then I encourage you to do that. If you're comfortable, if you're in your most comfortable posture, then stay there. Find what allows you to have this attitude of friendliness. And begin just as we have each sit, each practice period, just sensing what's here. Coming into contact with your body, how it feels, perhaps where there might be tension, where there might be ease. Seeing if just bringing attention to the shoulders allows them to soften a bit. Perhaps bringing your attention to the area around the eyes. And whatever you find, as you sense your body, perhaps there are some aches and pains, or perhaps there's some tiredness or fatigue, or perhaps there's just sort of not a lot, or perhaps there's some more pleasant feelings. Whatever you find, see if you can just acknowledge what's there. Just turning to whatever's present, And like giving it a little nod. Yes. Yes. This too. Yes. And you can add the thank you to your body. All the things it did for you today. It made this day possible in all its permutations. Sitting, walking, eating, taking care of everything in between, hearing, seeing. Thank you. Thank you. And that thank you doesn't need to be dependent on everything being perfect. It's not. But we can still appreciate this incredible wonder of the body. This beautiful vehicle of aliveness. Just notice whatever comes up. See if you can just nod to it. Yes. Yes, and this too. Thank you. And then let yourself notice what's here in your mind. Perhaps thoughts coming in. Perhaps there's some sort of tone. Maybe some kind of resistance or aversion. Maybe some kind of wanting. Maybe just spacing out, a kind of blankness or tiredness here at the end of the day. Just notice what's here. And again, seeing if you can give it the little nod. Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you. And allow yourself also to include the room. Feeling this space we're in, perhaps the little micro sounds, and just the awareness of the other people in the room, knowing they've gone through this practice day together with them, that you've gone through this practice day together with them, sensing them. And whatever you notice, nodding to it. Any thoughts you have, or any response, appreciation, gratitude for this opportunity, whatever's here. And including any sort of little niggling things that maybe things didn't go today in the external realm, exact realm, exactly as you might have liked. And just, yes to that too. And you don't need to go looking for things, just sense what's right here, what's here right now. Letting your attention expand beyond the room, taking in the sounds coming in the window. It seems there's some distant, silent, quiet new music or something. Just noticing it. Yes. Yes, and this too. Not needing to figure anything out or make it different. And you might sense your heart center. And however it is, perhaps there might be some warmth there, or it might be kind of quiet. Giving the nod to that too. Yeah, this is the way it is right now. Yes. And letting your meditation now be very open and relaxed, perhaps sensations, sounds, occasional thoughts coming through, not getting involved in the thoughts, letting them come as they come and go out as they do. And whatever arises, sensation, sound, thought, emotion, see if each thing that arises, if you can take a moment and stay with it, notice it, and then give it a little nod. Yes, yes, and you too. You're here too. That's good. Thank you. And then just rest and notice if something else comes up. Connect with whatever that is. And nod and continue. Letting your practice be very simple and open and friendly. Not necessarily focusing on the breath, but if the breath is what comes to mind or comes into your attention, then nodding to that as well. Yes, thank you. And continue with whatever arises. encourage you to stay right where you are while I offer a dedication of merit. And then I'll ring the bell and you can continue practicing. Or if it's time to rest, you can do that. So taking in the gifts, the preciousness of this day, all that we've received, that conditions have come together in our lives that have allowed us to spend this day in this way. The conditions in our lives and the facility and the Dharma are all available. And letting ourselves take that in and feel appreciation, feel the yes of that, the yes, thank you. And realizing that as it comes in and affects us as our practice, appreciating the sincerity of our practice and the energy and effort that we've put in this day, and knowing that all these things come together and they are received by us, but it doesn't end here. Whatever comes to us flows back out. We are not separate. These gifts are received and shared. And here at the end of the day, we consciously acknowledge that and willingly participate. And so we take all that we have done this day, all that we have received, taking all our effort and offering it to the benefit of all beings to whom we are so intimately and inseparably connected. May all beings receive the benefits of our practice. May all beings be free. May all beings know the goodness of their own life. Please feel free to practice, continue in whatever way is best for you. And when it's time to rest, rest well, sleep well, sweet dreams. And we'll see you back here.